Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for a very special broadcast from the 2014 rendition of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. My name is Bob Long, and in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist, author, and broadcaster Matt Stone. And also, a little later on in this hour, we're going to check in with one of the star cars of the show. It's a Chrysler vehicle, and it came all the way from Reno, Nevada, to be at the Concours today here in Jacksonville. By now, when you're hearing us, the show is officially over. It's been a week, almost week long, a weekend at least, a series of events, and all kinds of cool stuff have happened, and we're going to be telling you all about it in this hour of the broadcast. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we'll be joined by Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and also chiming in will be Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. But right now, let's go to the field at Amelia, where things are definitely winding down, to say the least, and bring forth one of my favorite guys in the entire automotive world. He is an esteemed automotive journalist contributing to various publications and entities worldwide. He's a veteran of Motor Trend and Motor Trend Classic, like myself. He's also a broadcaster, having done extensive work for the Speed Channel. He's also the author of, I've forgotten how many books, more than 10 books at least, and one of the nicest guys in the entire business. Matt Stone, welcome to Auto World.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you very much. As you know, I missed Amelia this year with a little bit of a back problem. I wasn't there for the Sunday live broadcast, but we've been doing it remotely, and it has worked out quite well, to say the least. This is an amazing story, the success of Amelia Island. It was 19 years ago when our mutual friend Bill Warner started this event. And the original event had 50 cars, and today I hear the crowds were absolutely incredible. Give our listeners all across North America, as well as listening online around the world, a little taste of this wonderful event.
Well, indeed, Bob, and I really wish I could paint a visual picture for you, but we are at a fabulous property. It's a Ritz-Carlton hotel that happens to be right on the beach of the Atlantic Ocean in Amelia Island, Florida, near Jacksonville. Matter of fact, we get a look from Fernandina Beach, which is a little nearby city, across the water and see Georgia, which is kind of give you a little idea where we're at. Wonderful, wonderful show today. A little over 300 cars on this massive golf course field. Although this particular field does not offer an ocean view from the car show, it's just right around the corner, but a wonderful field at the Amelia Country Club here, and about 325 cars of all stripe, color, and variation. If you like diversity in your car shows, come to Amelia Island. Not only is there, it's kind of two shows in it, at least two shows in one. Very diverse field. There's a classic Concours d'Elegance type show. And about half the rest of the field is dedicated to race cars. Bill Warner, a racer and a racing photographer and enthusiast, he doesn't do an event without motorsport involved. And if you love racing and race cars, again, you'll love Amelia Island.
No question about it. Bill does it with such style and grace, and of course, as a photographer for Road and Track and a motorsports lover, he has really put a great motorsports stamp on this event. It has motorsports running throughout its DNA, and this year is no exception. Every year, a racer is honored, and the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance is also expanded. It really now kicks off on Thursday. As the RM auction folks had a preview then, and there were a number of other exclusive events on Thursday and then Friday, the Porsche driving experience, the Passport Transport 8 Flags Road Tour, and then, of course, various test drives of new vehicles, and we'll talk more about that. And then, of course, more previews of the RM auction, which was held on Saturday night. And then the Great Offi Drivers Seminar was presented on Friday night and Friday afternoon, I should say. And that's always a great event, to say the least. And then there was a DuPont Registry had a live reception also on Friday night. Saturday, something totally new, cars and coffee, followed by, of course, the seminars, as well as the RM auction. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, and we haven't even gotten to today's event. So this event has blown up, and I know you and I have talked about it over the years, certainly in the 19 years of the show. It is considered by most to be the second most important concours in all of North America, with Pebble Beach being considered the most important. But the thing that you and I love about Amelia Island is the fact that everything is in one locale. You're not faced with the logistical challenges of the Monterey Peninsula.
Well, indeed, Bob. It's a very contained event. This is a large property between the golf course and the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And most of the things you just mentioned are right here. The RM auction takes place here. I was there yesterday. All of those ride and drives. You want to drive a new Jaguar. You want to drive a new Porsche. You want to drive an AMG Mercedes, an SRT Chrysler. I mean, they have them. They are here with tents and booths and test cars, and you sign up and you want to drive an SRT8 Chrysler, they'll put you in one and out you go. And nobody's cranking on you to buy one today or any of that such thing. And it's truly for the experience of it. And we've just been having a wonderful time, and really hurting me, Bob, that you are not here with us. And but it's a spectacular thing. And what I so enjoy, and I imagine we probably have a break coming up, I'll make it quickly, and we can talk more about it later, is the motorsports legends, heroes, and friends that are walking all around this place. At my lunch table today was Bobby Unser and his brother Al. Now, think about
that.
That the four-time winner and a three-time winner at the same lunch table with just people. And they're
incredible.
Friendly, and they'll sign autographs, and they'll pose for pictures. And, you know, they're Jochen Mass is the dedicate driver of the weekend, and a fine German touring car champion, a Le Mans winner, a Sebring 12-hour winner, and also a Formula One race winner, and was a factory McLaren driver with James Hunt.
Wow.
I mean, this is a big man in the world of international motorsport. And just walking around, smiling, posing for pictures, signing autographs. These guys are here, and they enjoy meeting their fan. And it's wonderful. If you love racing cars and drivers, come to Amelia.
And next year will be huge, 2015, the 20th anniversary of the show. And as Matt said, it's just a who's who of motorsports folks. I've heard that other important folks, including Bobby Rahal, was in attendance today, Ray Everham, and Parnelli Jones, just to name a few more. So it's a who's who of automotive racers, and a great Mark was honored today and throughout the weekend, and that's the 50th anniversary of McLaren.
Mm-hmm. Special category for the cars of Jochen Mass. They've got two or three of his McLaren race cars here, plus the Sauber Mercedes-Benz that he drove to victory in Le Mans 25 years ago, that car here. His teammate was a young German driver named Michael Schumacher. In a different car. They were not sharing the same car, but they were Sauber Mercedes teammates. And yeah, the cars and the people are all here. And it's beautiful, gorgeous, clear, sunny, fabulous weather, and everybody's having a blast. Wish you were here.
Absolutely. 19 of the 20 years upcoming here next year of the Amelia Island Concours, 18 out of 19 so far have been rain-free. So next year, put it on your calendar straight ahead. More with Matt Stone straight ahead from Amelia.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, dealership and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and again, this special Amelia Island broadcast is brought to you in part by Auto Informant. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership at www.autoinformant.com. Esteemed automotive journalist, author, and broadcaster, and Amelia Island judge, Matt Stone joins us live from Amelia. And Matt, before we talk about your judging duties today, I know you've been hard at work as usual writing new books, and I am very pleased to hear that you're coming out with another book connected to Hollywood. You call it The Third Leg of the Holy Trinity. Tell us all about it.
The third third leg of the holy trinity of Hollywood car guys, for lack of a better term. A couple of my previous currently in-print titles are McQueen's Machines, The Cars and Bikes of the Hollywood Icon, about Steve McQueen, and also Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman. And, of course, if you complete that sentence, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, dot, 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 you hopefully will very soon get to James Garner. And I'm hoping you'll like that book, because that's the one that comes out in the fall, called The Motoring Life of James Garner, who was a very, very capable racing driver, a racing team owner, which a lot of people are not aware of. And, of course, he drove those gold Firebirds in the Rockford Files and had great cars. I mean, James Garner is a serious car guy, committed car guy with great taste, and was a magnificent racing team owner and a very competent off-road racer. And we cover all that in that upcoming book, which is currently in editing and layout and will be out this fall, being published by Cartech Books. And you'll be able to buy it at Amazon and all the usual places. So keep an eye come September for The Motoring Life of James Garner, my new baby.
Excellent. And if you haven't taken advantage of Matt's wonderful skills as an author, definitely check out all the titles by Matt Stone. And most of them are still in print and available. So just log on to Amazon.com, Motorbooks International, and the usual locales. We talked a little bit about new cars, and I just wanted to touch on, as you said, this event melds the old with the new, that for those folks who would like to test drive a new SRTA product or AMG product, that's very cool. But automakers have also used this event, like, for example, this year, this is the first public showing, one of the first public showings of the Corvette Z06 for 2015, and I know a number of car company designers and executives or judges, including Ralph Gilles, who's the president of the SRT division of the Chrysler Group.
Well, indeed, and a great group of designers here. I've spoken with just about all of them today, and as you said, Ralph Scheele is here, and Ed Welburn, who is the Vice President of Design globally for General Motors. Andrea Zagato is here from Italy.
Wow.
And Zagato is one of the featured marks this year, along with Maserati, so lots of wonderful Italian-bodied stuff, and Alphas and Ferraris and Zagato-bodied Alphas and Maseratis, and just a wonderful field of that kind of stuff. And Murray Callum, who is the replacing
Jay Mays
as the Vice President for Global Automotive Design at Ford Motor, and Murray is here. And if you enjoy the designer crowd, the automotive designer guys, as I do, they're wonderful guys, and they're here, and they'll sit and talk with you, talk cars with you until you can't breathe anymore.
That is fantastic. Tell our listeners about the particular class that you were assigned this year at Amelia Island for judging.
Oh, I had a really fun class this year, Bob, and I wasn't sure. I suspected it would be good, but didn't really know how good it might be. And I had pre-war race cars, and pre-war open-wheel race cars. And in my class, for example, was the 1925 Indianapolis 500 winning Duesenberg Roadster. Really unusual, wonderful little car, was driven by Peter DiPaolo to victory in 1925, and they believe the same car won again in 1927. So I had an Indy winner, I had an Alpha Grand Prix, 1921 Alpha Grand Prix car, also a fabulous French Blue Delage, D8, whatever, I'm forgetting the numbers, but a wonderful Delage Grand Prix, and a Packard, and a couple of other specials, and Indy cars and Grand Prix cars, pre-war. All I think the newest one was 1936 or 7, and some wonderful cars with great history, and these giant old racers are a lot of fun, and you can learn amazing things about the state of automotive technology back in the 20s and the 30s, and it was great fun. Had a blast.
That sounds like a great classic cars, and what a treat to see some of these rare vehicles. And that's something we should point out to our listeners as well. Many of these vehicles are not normally seen by the public. Many of them are in the hands of private collectors. Some are from far away museums. A little later on in this hour, we'll be talking to a representative of a car that came from the National Automotive Museum in Reno, Nevada. But Bill Warner himself was telling me a little bit earlier this week, a number of cars came from other parts of the world. So this is truly, as Bill was honored last year in the UK, this event is was last year's recipient of the Motoring Event of the Year. And folks are reaching across oceans and bringing cool rides to Amelia every March.
Indeed, Bob. And if you love freaky stuff, it's here. There's a whole class this year for beach cars.
That's
great. The original Myers Minx dune buggy, and of course, what's a beach car class without Fiat 600 Jolies? There's two or three of them here with the Surrey roof and the whole bit, and some other wonderful Italian and other bodied beach specials from all over the world. And, you know, where else are you going to have beach cars? Only here at Amelia. And
that's
there's six
terrific.
Or seven of them, and of course they're the six or seven bestest, coolest beach cars you'll ever find. And and that's one of the things that Bill Warner and company do so well, and I encourage people to attend here, is you will see categories, groupings, and classes that you've never dreamed of. And if you like the weird stuff, you're going to see it here.
So well said. Yesterday, an inaugural event, a Cars and Coffee event, which was extraordinarily well attended. Tell us a little bit about that. And also, the overall attendance today, I've heard reports of some really huge numbers.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that they have a number yet, Bob, but the field is thick with people. Now, fortunately, it's a very large field, and you'd think it would have to be to hold 325 cars. And there's a lake in the middle of this property, so it gives a visual break, and you can stand at the edge of the lake and look across the water at Ferrari race cars and, you know, everything else that's on the other side of the lake. And the visuals are quite spectacular, thick with people indeed, but not quite elbow to elbow. The Cars and Coffee, and I think everybody probably knows what a Cars and Coffee is, and what they decided to do yesterday morning is open up the show field for
Hold
just
that
any
thought
local.
For a moment, Matt. We'll step aside and come back and wrap up on the other side.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I am so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Special edition of Auto World underway as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded, it is just concluded, Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance for 2014. And we are so happy to have one of our best friends and contributors here on the broadcast, Matt Stone, esteemed automotive journalist. Also, great broadcaster and wonderful author, and a judge, not only here at Amelia, but also a judge at Pebble Beach and other events around the nation. And Matt and I are big fans of this event, and as you were saying, Matt, before the break there, I mean, there's really something for everybody, and the crowds just seem to be getting bigger and bigger every year. And, of course, since it's all the proceeds are going to charity, it's something we all could be proud of.
Well, indeed, it's worth it. And I don't know the dollars, but the donations to South Florida or North Florida Hospice and the Spina Bifida Foundation and some of the other charities that this show supports are huge. I mean, there is a lot of money that goes in, mostly in the medical research, but also some other types of charities here. And every dollar well spent, and these folks are very generous. There's lots of silent auctions and other fundraisers besides just the ticket price to the show. But raises a lot of money for a lot of wonderful causes. And if y'all can get to Jacksonville next March, you need to come. Bob and I will be here, and it'll be worth your trip, I promise you.
No question about it. Matt, you've got a website we should also promote, because I know if folks log on to there, they can learn much more about your esteemed career and also get a glimpse at all these books. How many is it now? Is it, let's see, let me take a wild stab, 13?
I think Garner will be 13.
Yep.
I need to count because I don't normally, you know, banter those numbers around. I don't keep them a secret, but I don't brag about them either. But I'm guessing that it's a dozen now, and I think Garner will be 13. Lucky
13 indeed, because these are some of the best-selling automotive books out there and the best written, no question. Matt Stone, thank you so much, and we're going to get with you this week once you get back home to California and catch you up off air and make a date to get you back on for a full hour. But thank you for giving us the lowdown on Amelia 2014.
Well, I'm liking that idea, Bob, and I will talk to you soon. I'm around next week, and until we meet again, my friend, cheers.
Thank you so much. There he is, esteemed automotive journalist, broadcaster, and author Matt Stone, one of the judges at today's Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. Right now, we're going to shine the spotlight on one of the star cars that was on display. It's a Chrysler that they only made six variations of. Only six of these ever were made. It is owned by the National Automotive Museum in Reno, Nevada. And to tell us all about it is Jay Hubbard. And he's also going to talk a little bit about Auto Informant as well. But first off, Jay, I really want to thank you very much for your time. Welcome to Auto World. Doing fine, thank you. I'm nursing a little bit of a bad back, so unfortunately wasn't able to do the show live there today, but we managed to pull it off in great style so far, and look forward to being there next year. But hats off to my on-site producer, Don Jones, for helping out and getting you lined up, because I so want to talk to you about this vehicle. Tell our listeners all about this very special vehicle that came all the way from Reno to Amelia Island.
Well, it's a 1941 Chrysler Newport show car. They built six of these automobiles for the auto show circuit in 1941. It's basically a Chrysler Imperial Limousine chassis with a custom-built Fadden body by LeBaron Coachworks. It's a dual cowl Fadden like one would have seen more common in the 20s and earlier 1930s. The body style had kind of fallen out of public interest by that time, but Chrysler wanted to build an automobile that was kind of a nostalgic look at the classic open automobiles of the time, yet with streamlined styling that would be pointing the way towards the future of the automobile. Unfortunately, we had the war get in the way, and as the future of the automobile went on the back burner, rather than keep these automobiles, Chrysler sold them all off and sent them off into private hands. Walter Chrysler Jr. Purchased one of those cars for his personal use. The one of the automobiles was the Indianapolis 500 pace car in 1941, the only non-production automobile to ever face the race. And the rest of the automobiles went to private owners. Our particular car that belongs to the museum was purchased by Henry Jenkins Topping, better known as Bob Topping. He was a sportsman, a playboy, a socialite, a car connoisseur with a lot of money to fund his habit. And he owned this automobile for his personal use. He married Lana Turner in 1948, a movie star. So it became kind of the Lana Turner car.
Wow.
One of their personal automobiles. He was either not content with the Chrysler drivetrain in the car, or maybe it was worn out by the time he got there. But currently the automobile has a 1947-8 Cadillac flathead and hydromatic transmission in it. Some other custom features on the automobile that were installed there by Mr. Topping. And then his name is all over the automobile. He engraved the horn button. He had special medallions made for the hubcaps, and then plates that fit on the top of the Cadillac engine to personalize the automobile for his use. He maintained the automobile into the early 1950s. After the divorce from Miss Turner, the automobile was turned out, and eventually it ended up in San Diego, California, where a gentleman in the Classic Car Club spotted it sitting in a backyard under a canvas tarp. And he took a couple of Polaroids of the car and sent it up to Mr. Harris' collection in 1962 and said that, I found this car. I know they're hard to come by, and I really think you should be interested in it. So Mr. Harris' people went down and looked it over, and they saw that it had the wrong engine and the wrong dashboard and two or three other modifications done to the car. And Mr. Harry decided that it just really, maybe it wasn't worth the effort. We'll wait until we find a better one. A couple, 3 months later, there's a note attached to the file from one of his researchers that says, you know, we've decided that this car is probably rarer than we originally anticipated. And at that time, I think they only knew of two or three of them that were still in existence. That number has since grown to four of the original six. But Mr. Harris' people decided that maybe instead of waiting for a better example, they'll go ahead and purchase this one and see what happens. In the process of examining the automobile towards restoration to correct those wrong pieces, they found out its true history, Mr. Topping's name being all over pieces of the automobile and such. So they decided, and as Mr. Hera had in a couple of instances, to restore the car to that picture in time that represents Mr. Topping's ownership, which was a kind of a forward way of seeing the automobile restoration process, particularly in the 1960s. Another fine example of that is the restoration work that was done on our 1907 Thomas Flyer that's the winner of the 1908 New York to Paris automobile race. And Mr. Harrah chose at that point to restore the car not to its pristine pre-race new condition, but rather to the condition it was at the end of the race, to represent that photograph in time again of having traveled around the world the wrong way. He was quite the trendsetter in the automotive hobby and way ahead of his time in thinking like that.
Wow.
The automobile remained in Mr. Harris' collection until his passing in 1978, and then the purchasers of the Casino Empire donated that automobile to our museum, the National Automobile Museum, the William Hara Foundation, in 1984, and it's been part of our museum ever since.
Wow, what a great story. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out more about this vehicle, this special vehicle that's on display all weekend at Amelia Island. And we'll also talk about Auto Informant and their partnership with the National Automotive Museum in Reno, Nevada, and a special little item that folks were able to check out today at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded, yes, it's over for 2014, the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. And our special guest is Jay Hubbard from the National Automotive Museum in Reno, Nevada, which brought this very special Chrysler to the show. And Jay, just quickly wanted to get your take. Is this your first time at Amelia? What's your overall thoughts about the Amelia Island Concours, as well as what was the reaction today to the vehicle on the field?
Well, you know, it's not my first trip to Amelia Island. Bill Warner has invited us in the past, and it's been a very great pleasure and privilege to attend this show. It's a wonderful outing, and Bill puts on a heck of a show out here, and we're just pleased as we can be to be a part of it.
That's great. It is definitely, most people now consider it as, many folks have said to me throughout today, the Pebble Beach of the East, and lots of folks prefer it over Pebble Beach because everything is in the same locale. There's not a lot of the traveling around that's required on the Monterey Peninsula. Auto World has partnered up with the folks at AutoInformant.com, my good friends Bill Latala and Bill Stankovic, and I understand a real special treat today, folks. With smartphones, were able to go up to this special Chrysler vehicle on display at the Amelia Island Concours and use the special scanner on their phone to pull up all kinds of wonderful information using this QR code. Tell our listeners a little bit about your partnership with Auto Informant and the QR code.
Well, the QR code, as I understand it, is a method where, you know, it's like you said, where people with smartphones can scan this little bug on the window of the car and go into a deeper level of information, not being as technically oriented as most folks. I'm more of a 19th century technical person myself. it's still kind of a mystery to me how this magic all works. But my children tell me that it's quite the way to go. You can now, instead of having to read page and pages of text and have these huge placards there in the museum, which would basically cover up the automobile with all the information you'd want to present. They can bring this up on their cell phone, and they've got all the information they need or care to look at, and we can embed photographs and videos and all sorts of nifty stuff that just wouldn't be possible in a normal museum setting. So from that aspect, if you can take those automobiles that you're truly interested in or really, you know, really pique that interest in you and look into them at a deeper level and get the entire story of what the machine is all about, we're very pleased to be able to finally offer this sort of coverage to the visitors to our museum, and very happy with the partnership with Auto Informant.
Yeah, it's definitely a cutting-edge technology and a great way to bring younger folks into our hobby. Lots of folks have been concerned in recent years about the future of the automotive hobby, and also the future of museums. Lots of museums these days the economy still not what it should be, are looking for new ways to draw new people to come in and check out the collections. And I think this partnership that you guys have with Auto Informant and the QR codes are definitely going to hit a home run with folks who like technology and certainly younger demographics.
Oh, yeah. We do need to reach those younger individuals. There's been a maturing, a graying of the hobby over the last decade or so, and the automobile, let's face it, is not as popular as it once was, particularly with younger people. And I think we need to do something, kind of reach out and remind them of the history, you know, what was. This is the automobile is probably the seminal point of change from the 19th century to the 20th century. And from that, from the point previous, before the automobile, mankind was more or less chained to whatever an animal or his own feet could get him to. And after the invention of the automobile, and after men like Henry Ford made the automobile affordable and available to the masses, you've seen a massive growth and increase in not only industry, but quality of life and the general improvement in the human condition. And I think, particularly in the United States, that's a great deal of that is attributed to the automobile. And we need to recognize the history of that particular machine.
So well said and so true, absolutely. Jay, for those of our listeners who would like to check out the museum, if they're in Reno, Nevada, if they're traveling, coming through town, tell us a little bit more about how folks can find out more information. Is there a website, telephone number, any social media information that you'd like to give out? I know you're not a high-tech guy, but for those folks who would like to find out more, what's the best way?
Well, of course, we are on the web, and at nationalautomobilemuseum.org. We can be found. You can Google that information and go from there. We're right close to downtown Reno, right on the Truckee River, a couple, 3 miles from the airport. We're real easy to find, and we'd be more than happy to direct you in by phone or by email and make your visit as enjoyable as we possibly can. We're open 7 days a week, 363 days a year. We only close Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we're available anytime you're in Reno to come by and visit our facility.
And Jay, as you've demonstrated today, you are a man extremely well-versed in automotive history, and I understand you're no stranger to restorations yourself.
I have my own personal toys at home, and of course, what I get to work with in the museum. So that gives me over 200 projects to look at any one particular time. That keeps me out of trouble.
That's good. In addition to this wonderful Chrysler that's been on display at Amelia 2014, what are some of the other highlighted vehicles that you guys have at the museum in Reno? I understand you've got one of the gold-plated DeLoreans.
Yeah, we have one of the two gold-plated DeLoreans that were built for the rollout of the American Express Gold Card. Mr. Hara had quite an eye for one-of-a-kind and unusual automobiles, and you're going to find automobiles in our museum that do not exist anywhere else on the planet, including our rotary engine Adams Farwell, 1906 Adams Farwell, and you folks can Google that on YouTube to see a demonstration on how a five-cylinder engine spins around on its own axis in a horseless carriage automobile. We have the Phantom Corsair. We have the copper Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost. Several other automobiles that the examples just don't exist of, and some rare and unusual machines. Over 220 automobiles in the building.
That's fantastic. And going back to your alliance with the folks at Auto Informant, did you notice today, I know you were all over the grounds today, but did you notice a lot of folks taking advantage of that QR code on the front of the Chrysler badging?
Yes. They're taking the shots there. I say it's beyond my technical prowess, but my children inform me that it's a wondrous piece of equipment. But yes, people are taking advantage of that. Basically, people love the car. As Corky Coker has said, people love what we do. We need to get these cars out where they can see them and enjoy them. And that's one of the things I get the privilege of doing as collections manager at the Automobile Museum, is to bring these automobiles out to different shows in the States and abroad to share it with other enthusiasts. And then rather than seeing the automobile in photographs or reading about it in a book, to actually see the automobile. And there's something about seeing an automobile in person, hearing it run and seeing it moving on its own power that's entirely different than just staring at it in a photograph.
Oh, that is so true. Where else are you headed here in 2014? That you can tell us about. Is the National Automotive Museum going to be represented at a number of upcoming events?
Well, my calendar so far includes the Hillsborough Concours in the South Bay of San Francisco. There has been a Hera automobile at the Pebble Beach Concours ever since there's been a Pebble Beach Concours, and we're proud to maintain that position. I also have an invite to the Ironstone Concours in the Gold Country of California. And, the phone is always open, so there's something else coming up on the calendar all the time. In the past, we have taken cars to the Festival of Speed in Great Britain, the Boise Roadster Show, Detroit Autorama, Food Lion Show in Charlotte, and, of course, this is my fourth trip to Amelia Island.
Oh, that's great. So you're really spreading that automotive passion, and I definitely would encourage all of our listeners who are planning to be in the Reno area or anybody listening in the Reno area, if you haven't checked out the National Automotive Museum, put it on your must-do list. And we must thank our very special guest, Jay Hubbard, for joining us to tell us all about this wonderful Chrysler and the National Automotive Museum's alliance with Auto Informant. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you, sir.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Coming up in hour number two, we've got Phil Skinner and Don Jones. I'm Bob Lawn.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.